Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh my goodness. Part one of The Bachelorette two-night season finale started last night, and holy guacamole, there is just so much to unpack, so let's get into it.
Heartbreak.
I'm not done yet.
You are done. Get out of here.
Drama.
Drama this soon is a little bit crazy.
Love.
You just don't know when it's going to happen.
It's the Kelly Ford in the Morning Bachelorette Report.
So we started off last night with the fantasy suite dates. We got Ivan's, we got Zach's. And I have to say, looking at the two, they were on different calibers on fantasy suite dates. Like, Ivan is in a little trailer, like a 2x4, and then Zach is put up in like a duplex condo fit for a king. Like, not equal, not cool. But I thought both dates were really cute. But the meat of the episode was so much more towards the end, where we got to see Brendan and Tayshia looking at engagement rings with Nealine, and the look on Brendan's face, he literally had the fear of God in his eyes the entire time. Like, you could tell something was up, something was wrong. So naturally Tayshia called him out on it and was like, you know, I'm just getting some weird vibes from you, like, what's going on? And he basically told her that he's not ready. He thought he was, but he's too broken for marriage. Like, I'm sorry. You come on this show with full intentions of getting engaged at the end. Like, you know what the end goal is here. And if you don't think you can get there, then why even bother being on this show? I don't understand that. And I never will. So Brendan's out going into part two, but it does not end there. Ben, yes, Ben, who she sent home last week, my personal favorite at the moment, he is back and professing his love for Tayshia, really throwing her for a complete curveball. Like, she really seemed like less than pleased to see him, which I was like, all right, I get it. He's really throwing you for a curveball right before your rose ceremony. But like, come on, he's here. He's showing up for you. Is that not exactly what you asked for? He's here. He's telling you how he feels. And it really ended on a complete cliffhanger. I don't know how I see this ending, and the finale is tonight. I don't see a clear winner. I always thought that it was Zach, but Ben coming back now throws things off, and there's Ivan too, who I really like, and Chris Harrison says the ending is quote-unquote tumultuous, so we'll see what goes down tonight. I'm so excited. I have no idea how it's going to end, so feel free to DM me all of your thoughts, your conspiracies. I want to know everything. You can send me a DM at Sabrina_Sergio or the station at NYCountry947. And we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, to dish the finale.
Kelly Ford in the Morning.